So let's review. The previous Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis teaches Va'akibas b'makom kadosh, Shviris klicheres b'makom kadosh, Marika v'shtifa b'kli necheshes b'makom kadosh. All these three tasks must be done inside the Azara because the pasuk of Akibas states V'asher yizim midam ala beged asher yizim alav techabes b'makom kadosh. And the words b'makom kadosh also apply to the next pasuk, which states V'klicheres asher tevushal b'yishaver v'mekli necheshes b'shalu mark b'shudav b'mayim. And our Mishnah continues beged sheyatzah chutz l'klayim nichnas u'mechabes b'makom kadosh. If a garment that had absorbed dam chatzis was taken outside the azara, the beged must be returned to the azara for kibbutz, because kibbutz must be done inside the azara. And if nitma chutz l'kloim, kairoi, nichnas u'mechapse b'mokum kadosh. If the beged became tummy outside the azara, the beged must first be torn in half to remove the tummy before it's returned to the azara for kibbutz, because the beged tummy may not be brought into the azara. And although the tummy is removed only once, it's no longer considered a beged, while during kibbutz it must be considered a beged, as the pasuk states, v'ashayizah midam ala beged. Techabes. The Gemara explains the Mishayir beKedema Afiris. They would leave an area the size of a shawl that is not torn, and therefore, as Rashi explains, regarding Tumah, it's not considered beged and it becomes tar because Hal beNikra Rubai, the majority of the beged is torn. While regarding Kibbutz, it is considered a beged because Ro Lachabri, the beged can be reconnected. Rish Lakish says accordingly, Meil Shenitma Machnisa bePachis Mishalash Al Shalash Mechabse. If the Meil of the Kohen Gadol absorbed Dam Chatas and was taken outside the Azar where it became Tumah, the above solution cannot be employed because the me'il may not be torn, as the pasuk says, le'kireya. Therefore, the me'il must be brought back into the azara to be washed in sections of less than 3x3 etzbayis, so that there is no sheer beged tummy in the azara. The Gemara asks, v'habayi shibas hamamanim, how can they perform kibbutz dam chatas even on the beged tar inside the azara? Since Rav Nachman says dam chatas amaris negoyim tzrichin shibas hamamanim, there are 7 cleansing agents that are required to remove dam chatas and the negev from a garment. And one of them is meiraglaim urine. And as a braisa states, e machnisim meiraglaim l'mikdash. One may not bring urine into the azara. If so, how is kibbutz performed inside the azara? The Gemara explains, the mavluluhu bereg tafel. The meiraglaim was mixed into saliva and then brought into the azara. The Mishnah continues, klicheres sheyatzu chutz l'kloyim nichnas v'sheivar b'makom kadosh. If an earthenware utensil that had absorbed the flavor of karbanos was taken outside the azara, the klicheres must be returned to the azara to be broken, because shvira must be done inside the azara. And nitma chutz l'klayim noikvay v'nichnas v'shevar b'makom kadosh. If the klicheres became tamei outside the azara, they must first make a small hole which removes the tamei from the klicheres before it's returned to the azara for shvira, because the kli tamei may not be brought into the azara. And although the tum is removed only once, is no longer considered a kli, while during shvira must be considered a kli, as the pasuk states, v'chli cheres asher tevushal b'yishaver, the Gemara explains, shenikiv b'sherish katan, they make a small hole the size of a small root, and regarding tumma, it is not considered a kli, while regarding shvira, it is considered a kli, because it can still be used to store olives. The Mishnah continues, kli necheshes sheyatzah chutz l'kloyim nichnas u'merkeh b'shoytva b'mokom kadosh. If a copy utensil that had absorbed the taste of karbanos was taken outside the azara, the klei necheshes must be returned to the azara because merika shtifa must be done inside the azara. And nitma chutz l'klayim, paichesai, v'nichnas amarka b'shaytfa b'makom kadosh. If the klei necheshes became tummy outside the azara, they must first make a large hole which removes the tumma from the klei necheshes before it's returned to the azara for merika shtifa, because a klei tummy may not be brought into the azara. And although the tum is removed only once, it's no longer considered a kli, while during merika shtifa it must be considered a kli, as the pasuk states, v'im kli necheshes b'shalo mark b'shutav b'mayim, the Gemara explains, the ratzif maratzif. They first make a large hole so that it is not considered a kli, and then they pound the kli with a hammer to reseal the hole, and it becomes a kli once again. The remaining Mishnayos in the parak discuss the halachas of shviris klicheres, an earthenware utensil that absorbed karbanos that must be broken inside the azara, and merika shtifas kli necheshes, a copy utensil that absorbed karbanos that must be washed inside the azara. Zok the Mishnah, echad shebishal boi ve'echad she'ir l'teich ha'riseach. A klicheres requires shvir both if a karbon was actually cooked in the kli, and also if hot broth or sauce of the karbon was placed in the kli, which caused its flavor of the karbon to be absorbed in the walls of the kli, because the pasuk states v'klicheres asher tevushal by yishaver. As Rashi explains, the word by is written between the words tevushal and yishaver to teach that the kli requires shvir even if the karbon's flavor was merely absorbed in the walls of the kli. Therefore, shvir is required for bishal ubilua, if the karbon was both cooked or its flavor absorbed in the kli. And shvir is also required for bilua b'loy bishul, if the flavor of the carbon was merely absorbed in the kli, even though it was not cooked in the kli, because as Rashi explains, kiven da haben nicer, v'atayr he'idah klicheres, she'en yoytze midei dofne la'olam, the carbon comes nicer, and its absorbed flavor never comes out of the walls of a klicheres. However, the Gemara inquires about Bishul Baloi Bilua. The carbon was only cooked in the Kli, but its flavor was not absorbed in the Kli, as in the case of Toloi Ba'aver Tanur. The carbon was roasted by being suspended in the airspace of an oven of Cheres, but it did not touch its walls. Perhaps a Bishul Bilua Hu Dekapid Rachmana. The Torah required Shvir only if there was both Bishul and Bilua, because She'en Yetz Midei Dafna La'ilam. Or a Bishul Bali Bilua. The Torah required Shviri even if there was only Bishul without Bilua, because it's Exeris HaKasif. The Gemara seeks to bring proof from Rav Nachman, who says, Tana Shal Mikdash Shal Matechas Hayah. The oven in the base of Mikdash was made of metal and not of Cheres. And the Gemara at this point assumes that the reason was so that it can be kashered and Cheres would have to be broken. Now, if Bishul without Bilua does not require Shvira, the oven could have been made from Cheres because there's no Bilua. The Gemara answers, Kivin Dikish Yar Menachas Tafiyasim Bataner, the Ik of Bishul Ubilua of Dinash Matachas. Since the oven was also used to bake the leftovers of a carbon mincha, whose oil was absorbed in the walls of the oven, they made it from Matachas, which can be reused through Merika Vishtifa, and not from Charis, which cannot be cleansed and would require Shvira. The Gemara proceeds with a related incident, which we will review with the next daf.